Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I knew that Valdez would play this ditty at some point today. It's just a matter of time.
Black Hole Sun.
Correct.
Yeah.
From Soundgarden.
Are you getting worked up? Jason was gone last week, and I, you know, JP and I kind of did a little rant. And God bless everyone that's excited about it. Maybe it will be neat. Maybe I'll be blown
deal?
Away. I just not that something that's important to me. I feel like I could watch it on TV or see a picture.
It's not important to you. It's not going to affect your life. It'll just be strange and weird. I mean,
it's just a natural phenomenon that. Most likely, you'll never see again.
It's just weird. I don't have that intellectual curiosity, I guess, is what we
I mean, some of these people across the country, they're camping out for days.
I know. We have an engineer who flew out to Tennessee to see it.
Incredible.
He wants to be as close to the, is it path of totality as he can
right,
be?
Right.
That's just a buzzword I've heard to describe the eclipse.
My family needs these special glasses.
They have the glasses.
They do.
Yeah, okay. And Cake says, everybody has glasses. And we got to thank Barry. Barry sent us some glasses.
I'm not going to look at it.
Well,
I don't have the glasses anyway, but I'm not even going to look. I'm just going to.
What's weird about that? They don't look at the sun. I look at the sun all the time.
I
don't even quite understand that. I look at the sun all the time. Now, I don't gaze into it for 5 minutes, but I mean, I look around, I see the sun, I look at the sun.
Yeah, maybe you don't stare directly at it.
You look at it for about 0.8 seconds.
I mean, right, but I've looked at it before.
But these people are going to look at it for 3-4 minutes.
Right.
That's
so maybe that's why. But I mean, I look at the sun all the time. I don't understand why you can't look
at the sun. Well, you give it a glance. I mean, you don't stare directly at it.
I don't stare directly at it.
It's impossible to do it.
I don't.
It's literally impossible to look at the sun.
But, scaring everybody that they're going to go blind. I mean, maybe they will. I don't know.
Well, if you look at it long enough.
I know everyone's going crazy for it. I know, we're going to have Tucker on, and this is his Super Bowl. This is like a blizzard for him.
This is a big deal, man.
This is big deal for a lot of people. What is your family doing for it? Are the girls all going to be camping out around the house?
Well, my mother said she was going to buy glasses for the family. I'm not sure if she actually – because the first couple of stores she went to, they were sold out.
Mm-hmm.
She went to a couple of Walmarts.
They've been hot property.
They have, yes.
I don't know. Maybe you can find one online. I don't know.
Kind of late in the game for that.
Correct. But I'm saying that, no, I'm not doing much for it. I don't have the glasses.
Not even going to go outside?
No, I'll go outside, but I'm not going to look
at it. What time is the dumb thing happening?
2:42, I believe.
Yeah.
Here.
2:42.
It's an 81% eclipse.
So I'm going to set the alarm on my phone just so I can say I did it.
For 2 or 3 minutes, it'll look like it's 8:30 at night.
But doesn't that happen sometimes when it storms?
It'll be dark.
It gets cloudy.
It'll be dark.
I'm
out on the golf
dark.
Course, and it looks like it's about 7:30, and it's only 2 in the
afternoon.
Now,
the thing that'll affect it is if there's clouds.
Right. That'll ruin it for everyone, right?
Yeah, so we'll have to find out from Tucker what the forecast is.
Cakes, what are the Allvilles doing? What's the Allville clan doing?
We have a billion pairs of glasses. We'll just go out and watch it as it happens.
Does anybody here have any extra pairs of glasses?
I do not.
There used to be a bunch around here, but they've all disappeared.
I have 5 total. That's all I've got.
Really?
They've literally disappeared.
Travis Valdez, got any extras that can happen?
I do not, no.
You don't got none? Okay. I thought you might have had some, but
I'm actually in need of a pair.
Okay.
There's an article here that says the thousands of people could go blind today from an expert.
And then what are they doing?
And you won't even know why.
With the glasses or without?
Without the glasses. Probably a million people.
I don't even understand it. So I put the glasses on. We got the glasses. You can't see anything.
So did you look at the sun?
No, I'm just saying it's pitch black.
Yeah, I know. Everything but the sun is a little orange glare.
Yeah, you'll be able to.
Everything else.
So
is
you're telling
black.
Me I can't put the wraparound Under Armours on?
No, that will not work.
That's exactly what my dad said.
You won't even know that you're hurting yourself because there's no nerve endings, I guess, in your retina. yeah. in the back of your eyeball.
Believe me, I'm not going to chance that.
Look at you, eye expert, all
so
of a sudden.
So what is it? Is it just from staring at the sun for too long? A prolonged stare is what does it? Because I maintain I look at the sun all the time.
You do,
I look for the sun. Oh, where's the sun?
But
oh, there
you
it
do
is.
It
nice.
For a split second.
Yeah, you do it correct. For fleeting glances.
To be able to enjoy the eclipse, you're going to have to look at it for a few minutes.
It's only 2 minutes.
Which you can't do.
Yeah.
Nobody can do that.
I honestly don't think I will be that moved by it. But maybe I'm wrong.
You know what? That should be the theme all day. Why,
yeah, of course.
Why are we sleeping
music.
On this?
You have to play Away from the Sun by Three Doors Down.
Yeah, why are we sleeping on
great
this?
Tune.
All right, is Tucker on? Did you answer? I see him calling there from Fox 5. It's a big day for all these weather guys.
You know I love music themes.
Of course.
So I can
who
go
doesn't?
Online, I can Google songs about the sun.
Well, there'll be a billion entries.
All right, join us now, our old friend from Fox 5. Hope to see him at the sundress party, as we typically do at Whitlow's this weekend. But today's
get it,
his
sundress.
Super Bowl.
Get it?
Yeah.
It's our friend Tucker Barnes. Tucker, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, men. So what's the call about? Are we talking about you weren't happy with my dress last year, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, here's the thing.
Wear something a little sexier.
This is big. Tell me why this is so big. Why should I be excited?
Well, I guess because it's a pretty rare occurrence. I mean, we really don't get it that often. So much of the country is going to be impacted. The potential is there that, you know, there'll be changes in weather conditions. I mean, the temperature may drop 10 degrees, not so much here, but where there's totality. And if you're a scientist, you can do lots of research about, you know, the sun's outer layer, that kind of thing, while the moon's in front of it. So there's a lot of reasons to be excited about it.
All right. So what's the forecast? Because if there's clouds, that obviously is going to kill it for us. But what's the forecast for, you know, 2:30 in the afternoon?
So I've been saying all morning, we're right on the edge here. We're going to have some clouds around. I don't think it's going to be completely overcast, but it's going to definitely be partly sunny out there. So, you know, here's the thing. The whole thing gets going at about 1:15. Our maximum time of eclipse is at 2:42 at about 81% eclipse. Mm-hmm. And then the whole thing wraps up at 4. I think in that period, we're going to have some periods of sunshine. So, you know, fingers crossed here that we, you know, we pull it off.
All right, wait a second. I don't understand. And again, Tucker, I've been barely paying attention to this. You said something about I thought I just had to set my alarm for like 2:40 and go out there and see the 2 minutes.
I think that's the optimal time for it.
So it's actually
going to peak.
So it's going to progress over like an hour, hour and a half or so. Is
exactly.
That right?
You're gonna see.
I'm gonna reset my alarm.
You're gonna see the sun basically disappearing behind the moon that then is being the shadow of the moon. You know, in front of the sun over the period of an hour and a half. And then totality for us is at about 2:42, although it's only 81% eclipse. And then we'll see it come out the other side.
So what time should I set my alarm for, honestly?
2:42. Set your alarm, but go out a little before that. I think 15 minutes either side of that. So from about 2:30 to 3 will be
prime
time for us.
Will I notice anything at 1:45? Will I notice anything unusual? Will it start to be darker?
Yes, you'll notice it starting to get a little bit darker over that hour. Yes, absolutely.
So at the peak,
I mean, listen, it only happens like every 5, 10, 15, 20, 100 years, depending on how much of the sun is eclipsed. You got to go give it a try, right?
So at the peak, when you say 81%, what's that darkness level equivalent to? About 8 o'clock, 8:30?
Yeah, I think it's going to feel like it's you know, getting dark, like dusk.
Yeah.
But it won't be completely dark.
Right.
Tucker.
Yeah. Yes, guys.
Can I get twilight rates at my local golf course because of the eclipse?
I think you should absolutely demand them, right?
I think it's the best thing to do, right? It's a smart.
Yeah. I'm not paying full price.
Smart angle. It's twilight. It's dusk.
But dark.
I want a full report. Apparently, the animals go crazy, and you know we're sending people down to the zoo to see what they do. And you know, I guess everybody goes to bed for 20 minutes. I don't know. We're all gonna have to find out together. Maybe the mosquitoes come out. I mean,
it's going to be
strange. We're all in this together. We're going to learn what happens.
Speaking of animals, my wife basically said, we can't let our dogs stare at the sun because they might go blind. And I kind of chuckled at that.
How long
is
that
really a thing?
How long do you have to stare at it to go blind, Tucker?
Well, I mean, scientifically, I'm not sure, but we're just advising everybody, don't stare directly at the sun. I mean, in a typical day, you don't go out and stare directly into the sun. So don't go stare directly at it unless you have the glasses.
Right. I told Eric, it's physically impossible to stare at the sun.
It should be, right?
Yeah, I mean, your natural instinct is to close your eyes or look away.
I look at it every day. Say, oh, there's the silly sun. It's awesome.
For 2.2 seconds you do.
Yeah, I do.
So it's going to be strange, definitely. It's going to be very – so what are you guys doing? You're obviously going live from, like, 1 to 3, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, we're going to be live. We've got people down at the zoo. We've got people on top of buildings. We sent Mike Thomas, my weather colleague, down to South Carolina where it's totality. Mm-hmm. He'll be giving us live reports. So we got a lot of exciting stuff going on. And, I mean, I guess, you know, even – from my perspective, I mean, we're going to have to kind of wait and see. You know, I grew up in this area. You guys remember in, like, the late 70s, we had, like, a partial eclipse?
I mean, I remember going out. I read about it vaguely. I don't remember it.
I mean,
really.
I was 9 or something, 8 or 9 when that happened.
Yeah, so was I. But I remember going out in school with my box or whatever and standing out there on the field with, like, 200 other kids, and, like, we could kind of see it. Mm-hmm. That's my last memory of any kind of eclipse. So
right.
I'm curious. I mean, I can't wait to see it. I'll be in the parking lot here behind Fox 5.
Nice.
So, Tucker, if people sleep on the eclipse today, when can we expect the next total solar eclipse?
Don't quote me on this, but I think it's in about 2024, but it won't be it goes from Texas up through sort of the northeast and Canada, so it won't be directly across Maryland.
Gotcha.
All right, eclipse aside, I can't stand the you know, hot temps, the 90s. I'm done with it. Are we going to get any reprieve this week? Are we going to get to
You have come 80s? To the right place. Hey, listen, we got this beautiful air mass. So hang in there. Today, tomorrow in the 90s, the rest of the week, beautiful. Upper 70s, low 80s, low humidity, storm-free. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I'm
be
playing
beautiful.
Golf. Playing golf on Friday. Talk to me on Friday.
Play golf every day. It's going to be beautiful.
All right.
Perfect.
Sweet.
Hey, thank you, Tucker. No, it's a busy day. Thanks,
right,
buddy.
Thanks for the time.
Tweet me some pictures, guys. I want to see you guys with your glasses on.
All right. Thank you.
By the way, real quick, the glasses, you can't see anything out of them. I've been wearing mine all morning. I mean, seriously, I can't see
anything. I know. What's the point?
I don't know. We'll find out together.
Gotta look at the sun.
All right.
Ricky.
Thank you, buddy.
Glasses.
Take care.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Tucker.
I just don't care, Cakes.
I'm just into the playlist.
I'm supposed to care because it's going to get dark.
Hootie? EB's into Hootie, I know that.
Oh, yeah, it's a great song.
Well done, Valdez. Have you been plotting this all weekend? You have to have been. You're not just pulling these sillies on the top of your head.
Of course.
God, Darius Rucker is a beast.
He's got a great voice.
God, he's unbelievable.
He just left the blowfish behind and said, "You're finished. I'm doing country. I'm going to be a country star." That's basically what he's done.
We got to play Soak Up the Sun by Sheryl Crow.
Of course.
We got to play Staring at the Sun by U2. We got a bunch of ditties.
Right.
I can't wait.
Right.
Thought he's got them ready to
go. So just make sure you go outside at about 1:45-ish.
Right.
All right. And then hang out until, well, don't go out at 1. Go out for about 5 minutes.
Right.
Don't stay out there for an hour. But then at 2:40, go out there and experience it and then come back in and go back to sleep.
All right.
Sounds like a perfect plan.
I mean, I'm trying to get worked up about it.
Of course, if there's clouds out there, everyone's going to be bitter.
It'll be partly cloudy.
Yeah, but it'll be a waste of money on the glasses.
Right. I kind of hope everyone is bitter. I kind of hope everyone's
hope it's a big dud.
I kind of do. Because it's a big dud to me either way.
Right. It doesn't matter.
What are people in D.C. going to be doing? I mean, are they taking an hour off and just going outside and hanging out?
Or going
to the rooftop?
I would imagine. I mean, the people here will... Any excuse to get out of the building, whether it's smoking or a coffee break, it's a lot they're going to be looking at the eclipse.
People choose the chance of getting cancer just to get out of the building.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
On a daily basis.
Right. They
And it doesn't matter what the weather is. It can be 93 degrees and humid, or it can be 15 degrees outside.
Right.
They're going to go get their nicotine fix.
Yeah. What? Lock. Grabby.
There's an eye doctor on the line.
Oh, all right. Let's go to Alan. Hey, Alan.
Real doctor.
Hey, Alan.
Hey, Alan. How are you, buddy?
That's good.
Hey.
Looking great, thanks. So I just was listening at the gym, and I help people
Apparently
out.
Apparently he's not a phone doctor.
Serious...
Hold on. Call back. I really like to hear phone, from you. Your phone is so bad.
Your phone's killing us. Call us back.
I mean, it's like probably the worst phone we've had this year.
Hey, maybe the eclipse is shorting out his phone.
All right, let's do this. Let's come back. I want to hear from people that are geeked up about this eclipse thing.
Yeah.
Like, tell me why you're excited and what your plans are,
right.
If you have plans. Or are you like me and you're just like, this just seems silly.
Right. It's stupid.
It honestly just seems silly. But I've never seen such a frenzy.
People love it.
There are people that are really worked up about it.
I mean, people out in, like you said, Tennessee, Oregon, they're camping out for days.
Do you know? Do you know the National Guard is in some of these small towns that can't handle all of the people going to it?
All
the crush of humanity.
Yeah. Really? So they're flocking to these towns, and they don't have the infrastructure.
You mean losers?
Yeah, or sun enthusiasts.
All right, so can I go to the? Let's come back. Can I go to the doctor when we come back, or does he have to do it now?
No, we can come back.
Let's do it when we come back. All right, we'll talk to Alan. He's the eye doctor from Rockville, and then we get. I want to hear from you people. What are you doing? Are you celebrating? Is this a big day for you, or are you just going to blow it off and stay and just continue to work? My guess is any excuse to get out of work.
Absolutely.
All right, 800-636-1067.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.